News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. So who do you like in this year's Super Bowl? The matchup is now set.
NFC champion Seattle and the AFC champion Broncos both taking their titles at home. Denver QB Peyton Manning leading the Broncos over the Patriots 26-16.
I put a lot of hard work in, and a lot of people, teammates, coaches, trainers have helped me along the way.
It'll be Manning's third Super Bowl appearance, the first for the Broncos in 15 years. For Seattle, the second Super Bowl in franchise history.
Picked off!
The Seahawks' number one defense rattling the 49ers, forcing three turnovers in the fourth quarter for the 23-17 win on Fox. Coach Pete Carroll saluting the team's fans, the 12th man.
It's just woven into the fabric of what Seahawks are all about.
Super Bowl 48 in New Jersey, where Carroll once coached the Jets and Manning's brother Eli plays for the Giants. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
We now know the name of Friday's hit-and-run victim in Marshfield, but police are still hoping someone will help them find the suspect and the car that they were in. Here's an update from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
43-year-old Christine Tauscher was in her wheelchair crossing the street at North Peach Avenue and Washera Drive when she was hit by a car at 7:30 in the evening. She suffered broken ribs and a laceration to her head and is being treated at St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. Police are hoping someone saw an older white sedan that may have GE in the license plate and possibly some right front body damage from the incident. A reward is being offered to help locate the suspect. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Anyone with information should contact Marshfield PD. The number is 715-387-4394. That number is posted online at WSAU.com. Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies are investigating two separate rollover accidents from Sunday. A 46-year-old Baraboo man was arrested Sunday morning after rolling his vehicle off Highway 8 near County Y. He failed field sobriety tests and has been held at the Lincoln County Jail. Then Sunday afternoon, a 47-year-old Antigo man lost control of his vehicle traveling eastbound on Highway 64. The driver was trapped as the vehicle rolled at least once. There were four others in the car, and they were able to get out. None of the injuries are said to be serious. So what day is today? The day we set aside to honor the memory of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Federal offices are closed today, and there'll be no mail delivery. Vice President Biden hosts a King Memorial Breakfast in Washington, D.C. later today. Three organizations are working together to find out just what veterans in central Wisconsin really need. Portage County Veterans Office Service Officer Michael Clements is working with the Portage County RSVP, or Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and the Stevens Point Police Department. Clements says right now they are looking for input from area veterans. They're using a survey to find out just what services would be of most use.
This committee of citizens is seeking public input on their ideas as to what kind of services and needs the community has.
Anyone with information about the Veterans Program can call 715-346-1311. That number is also posted online at our website. The archives of the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum will be subject to Freedom of Information Act requests for the first time starting today. Library officials are expecting a flood of requests for information from everything to the Iraq War to the 9/11 attacks. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Bundle up. It's cold out there once again for today. Temperatures slowly falling down to around 11 degrees for the afternoon. We'll have some light snow showers and flurries. Tonight, decreasing clouds, bitter cold, a low of 12 below zero. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and quite cold, a high of only 3. Wednesday, another chance of snow showers with a high of 5. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, back into the deep freeze we go over the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.